Welcome you. I'll talk about the 28th anniversary shortly, but I welcome you in the precious name of Jesus to this anniversary service. Can somebody give the Lord a big clap of hand here today? Power for Destiny Restoration, Part 2. Power for Destiny Restoration, Part 2. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth. That is his vision. Then I said, Lord, so what is your vision? And he said, his vision is to return back to the original, to return man back to the original plan he had for man before his fall in the Garden of Eden. That was why he sent his son to come and die, so that man can return back to what he had in mind before he made man. And so by way of introduction, the Bible made it clear that man was created in the image and in the likeness of God, you and I. Meaning of that is that man was created with divine attributes, capabilities, and abilities. We were created with divine attributes, divine capabilities, divine abilities. Man was created in the climate of God's breath, the climate of God's presence, the climate of God's glory. When man woke up, during the creation, he woke up into the breath of God. So I said man was created with divine attributes, capabilities, abilities. Secondly, man was created in the climate of God's breath, God's presence, God's glory. Man was created, thirdly, as king of creation. King of creation. Be fruitful, replenish the earth, subdue it, have dominion. But man fell in disobedience. So when man fell, his glory disappeared. Romans 3:23.
All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. The glory disappeared. The attributes disappeared. The abilities and capabilities disappeared. The privileges and the heritage disappeared. But God sent his son Jesus to come back to the earth. To come to the earth. To return back man to his glory. Colossians chapter 1, verse 27. Christ, to whom God will make known what is the riches of this glory, of the glory of the mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Hallelujah! Somebody say aloud, amen. Lift your hands and say after me, say, I was created with divine attributes, capability, and abilities. Say, I was created in the climate of God's breath, God's presence, God's glory. See, I was created as king of creation. I was created as king over creation. That's point, that's where it stops. I was created as king of creation. I was created to take charge. Now lift your voice, lift your hands and say, in the name of Jesus, I am returning back to my original ability, to my original capability, to my original position of creation. Say a loud amen. In the first service, we looked at what man was to be restored into, where we were before, the attribute of God that we are to be returned back into. Number one, spirituality. Man is a spiritual being. Number two is mentality, wisdom. I won't be able to go into all of this because of time. God is an all-wise God. He made us to be wise. Number three is vitality, health, and strength. God, we serve His, we're created in the image of a sickless God. Vitality, strength, and health. Number four is authority. We're not created to be weaklings. We're not created to cower before any devil or their agents. Authority. Our destiny is authority. Number five is prosperity. Thy God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. We're not created to struggle to survive. God created man and put man in the garden, not in the wilderness. Those were the first five. Now we are going to the next five for this service. And that is number one for the service, but it's number six generally. It is called supernaturality. Man was created supernatural. Supernaturality. Because God is a supernatural God. Exodus 15:11. Who is like unto thee? Oh Lord, who is like unto thee? Oh Lord, amongst the gods, who is like thee? You are glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, good in wonders. Hallelujah. God is a God of wonder. Your life, you are meant to be a wonder. A wonder to your generation. Psalm 77 verse 14. Psalm 77 and in verse 14. Thou art the God that doest wonders. Thou hast declared thy strength among thy people. If he's a God of wonders, we're created in his image to be people of wonder. Acts chapter 2 verse 22. Concerning Jesus, the Bible said, ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as you yourself know. And then Romans chapter 15 verse 18 to 19. Paul the apostle talked about how he preached the gospel. For I will not dare to speak of any of those things which Christ has not wrought by me to make the Gentiles obedient by word and deed, through mighty signs and wonders, by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and round about unto Illyricum, I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. Listen to me. Every child of God is to walk in the supernatural naturally. These signs shall follow them that believe. Not these signs shall follow them that are pastors. Mark chapter 16 from verse 15, 16, 17. These signs shall follow them that believe. Signs. We don't follow signs. Signs follow us. These signs shall follow. Everything about, there should be something that people cannot explain about you. In your marital life, your financial life, your career life, in your academic work, there should be something supernatural. That is our destiny. And somebody is getting there. If you believe today is your destiny restoration day and you are getting there, you shout a louder amen. You shout the loudest, amen. Supernaturality. Number two, which is number seven, is proficiency or knowledge in bracket. Proficiency, knowledge. God is a God of knowledge. He created us in His image. In Romans chapter 11, verse 33, the Bible says, oh, the depth of the riches both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are His judgments and His ways past finding out. His knowledge is unsearchable. Jeremiah chapter 5, 1 verse 5, he said, before I formed thee, I knew you. I knew. That's the vastness of the knowledge of God. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 13. Hebrews 4 13. The Bible said concerning God, he said, neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and opened unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. God is a God of vast knowledge. When God meets you, you don't need to tell him your name. You don't tell him anything. What we call the word of knowledge is a segment of God's vast knowledge. If I said there is somebody here that has a peptic ulcer disease and it troubled you, it became worse in the last 3 days. For example, I'm talking to a real person now. And the person comes up and the chest is free now. Where's the person? Peptic ulcer disease lasted for a while now and is worsened like in three days. Right? And now it is gone. Just confirm it's gone. Come over here. How long has it been?
Last 3 Sundays, it was very serious. They even admit me. In the
what of you?
For the past 6 months.
But it got worsened.
Yes, sir. About three days ago.
About 3 days ago, it got worsened.
Now a child.
Since you are a child.
Yeah, but last 3 days, I've been on treatment.
Yes. You have been on treatment the last 3 days. Okay.
About 3 days ago. Just
3 days ago.
Okay, what of you?
For the past 6 years now.
Wow. And it got us. And see the number of people coming out. Now, this word that just came out by way of illustration, it has occasioned the healing. That is why every gift you have is a burden. It's a burden because you are accountable. Failure to deploy can make people live in challenges. Among them, I see a name that is A and B. Abu. That's right. That's the one I heard. A, B, U. that since childhood and God wasn't in the last, you can't fast. I just heard A-B-U. That is just the segment of the name. And you are Abu.
A-B-U.
Oh, wow. A-B-U. Just
yes,
like that.
That's my last
the same name. Wow. Abu. Come over here now. Now, this was where I was going. I'm aware now that he has ulcer. I'm aware now that his name, last name is Abu. A-B-U. The question is that everything that is about his life now? This is a tiny fragment of all the matters of his life. I don't know of his, I haven't been shown where he's coming from or where he's going for now. I don't know of his marital condition for now. So, just a slight segment of the vastness of God's knowledge is what he gives to us per time. But the fact is that God made man in his image and his knowledge is not limited. He made man in his image, his knowledge is not limited. So you are at one point or the other, you are permitted to know things that nobody told you. Inside information. That is in your normal life. That pray for this your child. Like, go to so and so office in 2 days' time. Or go to so and so place today. It's a normal part of our life in redemption. This is quite exciting. This Abu ulcer today. This one, just lift your hands. Jesus' precious name. God. All these people actually came out now for your sake from what I'm saying. And now, heal and whole completely. Just mention something about him and the Gio, and he couldn't do many things because of this ulcer from childhood. You are all healed and whole. The healing is permanent. Jesus, 23 people with one illustration word. In the name of Jesus, your healing is permanent. Alright, maybe what we'll do is just to ensure that by all means, you see, this is what our robot says. That everyone is well dressed, everyone is suited and looking well, but you don't know who has challenges. You see, you just come and preach and go. You see, on every pew, at least one in this row, there will be at least one person that has an issue. It might not be health, but just one issue. It might be a bottom, it might be a worry, it might be a bad dream, but just, he says, on every pew seated, is seated at least one broken-hearted person. The burden increases to ensure that we do what we can do and leave the rest for God. 23 people, you are all healed and you are well. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Return back to your seat. I'll see you Abu later. I'll pull later because that was too striking and too drastic. I'll talk with you later. Now, did Adam walk in that realm? Yes. Can you give me Genesis chapter 2? I believe it is verse 13 or so. When God brought the animals to Adam to see what he would call them. 2:19. And out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. That word he brought unto Adam to see is examination. He connotes a test. He brought lion. He brought elephant, he brought kangaroo, and brought all of them to see what you called. I have wired into this man my knowledge. The things I know, he should know. But let me test him. So he said, elephant pass. What do you call this one? Say elephant. And the Bible says, whatsoever name Adam called, that was the name. That did not become the name.
It was the name Tuyoshi, sin sins. The name that God is known to God,
that he had given them and concluded, Adam was repeating. That was the name. God said, Mark, what of this one? The way he's jumping like this, he should be called Kangayu.
God said, correct.
What of this one? Lion, he wants to eat everything. Lion. Whatsoever. That was the name. Can you see our realm from the beginning? How you are now putting money in 419's hand and you are not aware? You see a devil, you say he's a friend. Meet my friend. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy today.
You meet somebody who wants to kill you, say, meet my fiancé.
I prophesy to you today, this restoration of supernatural knowledge is happening to you now. Restoration of supernatural knowledge. Restoration of supernatural knowledge. Restoration. Receive now. Give the Lord the praise and take your seat. That is knowledge. You won't enter the hands of a crook another time. You will not fall victim of a dupe another time. Our third in this service, which is actually number 8, is liberty. There is no bondage in God. God created us free. Himself is free. 2 Corinthians 3:17, where the Spirit of the Lord is, or where the Lord who is the Spirit is, there is liberty. John chapter 1 verse 5, the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Peter was in the prison in Acts chapter 12 and in verse 7, and the angel stepped into the prison, light shone, and the chains broke. Acts 16:25, Paul and Silas, they were in prison, they sang and they worshipped Jehovah, stepped into the prison. They sang and praised. And Jehovah stepped in because he inhabits the prison of his people and the prison doors opened. Liberty is our realm. No ancestral curse is strong enough to keep you down. No diabolic or occultic or witchcraft manipulation is strong enough to hold down your destiny. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? On this destiny restoration day, I declare your liberty is confirmed. Your freedom is confirmed. Every yoke is broken. Every chain is broken. Shout the loudest amen. Father, thank you. Liberty. Whether you are in Lusaka, Zambia, and in Sangoma is trying to curse you, that curse is returned back to the Sangoma. Whether it is in Zimbabwe or South Africa, it's returned back to the Sangoma. Shout the loudest amen. Number 4 is possibility. Man was created to, for the realms of all possibilities, to dear things. Genesis chapter 18, verse 13 and in verse 14.
And the Lord said unto Abraham, wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I of a surety bear a child which I'm old? Is there anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Jeremiah chapter 33 and in verse 17, Jeremiah 33 and in verse 17. For thus, 32:17, sorry. Ah, Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm, and nothing is too hard for thee. Verse 27. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Somebody say nothing. Somebody say nothing. Mark chapter 10 verse 27. Mark chapter 10 verse 27. See what the scripture said. And Jesus, looking upon them, said, with men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God some things are possible. Some things are possible. Some things are possible. Give the Lord a shout of praise and a shout of victory. Hallelujah. Are you ready for Matthew chapter 17 verse 21?
Was that 21? Matthew 17, is that Matthew 17? 20 before the 21.
If you have faith, and Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place,
and it shall be, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible. Nothing. Somebody say, nothing shall be impossible. Unto who? Say, nothing shall be impossible. Nothing shall be impossible. Nothing shall be impossible. I want you to say it until it rings in you. Nothing shall be impossible. Now, I'd like you to consider the most impossible thing that you have ever thought of in life. Say, nothing shall be impossible. Say it three times. Say, nothing shall be impossible. They say you cannot get married at the age you are. And I say, nothing shall be impossible. They say you are too old to give birth to children. Say, nothing shall be impossible.
The woman who testified last Tuesday, two women testified of giving birth to children in their 50s. The one who testified last said, God, led her to read Genesis chapter 5, where they were giving birth. This one knew his wife. They were giving birth in old age. In old age. The Bible says, so at what age are these people giving birth? And then, how old are you? She was 52. Somebody say, nothing shall be impossible. Now we are going to turn it the other way around, and I want you to say it with force. Say, impossible shall be nothing.
Hey! Look at your neighbor. Say, what you call impossible shall become nothing. Say, nothing shall be impossible. Nothing shall be impossible. Nothing shall be impossible. Now say, impossible shall be nothing. Say it loud and say, impossible shall be nothing.
Allah, 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 Allah.
Masha, this is it. If you leave church today and they ask you what did you hear from church, you will tell them you heard many things. But which one would you forget? Which one will you say? Which one will you say? I think between nothing shall be impossible and impossible shall be nothing. To me, impossible shall be nothing. It's more forceful. It used to be called impossible until I realized it is nothing.
Jesus, the resurrected Lord. What you just spoke out of your mouth now shall become a reality in your life. Every area of your life where there has been an impossibility, it shall become nothing. Give the Lord a big clap of hand as you take your seat. After possibility, we have so many other scriptures, the Ephesians, unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or imagine. Our destiny is to function in the realm where anything is possible. We have that destiny. Function in the realm where anything is possible. Look at your neighbor, say, function in the realm where anything is possible. Say it loud, amen. Our final point today is restoration of quality. Somebody say quality. So we have possibility and now we have quality. I am only looking for the right word to use, and I just chose the word quality because it is literally outstanding existence, above only existence. Not authority like we looked at in the first service because I was talking about taking charge. But this one is above only existence, above only outstanding existence. The realm where God is. Isaiah 57 verse 15, talking about the God that we serve. He said, for thus said the high and the lofty one, the high one, the lifted up one that inhabits eternity. That is who God is. Psalm 91 verse 1 said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the most high. He's not the most low, he is the most high. You can't dwell in the secret place of the most high and live low life. It's the secret place of the Most High. It's the secret place of the Most High. In Isaiah 33 and in verse 14, all the way to verse 16, he said, the sinners in Zion are afraid, fearfulness and surprise is hypocrites, but who among us shall dwell with the devouring fire? That is the consuming fire. That's Jehovah, the consuming fire. Who among us would dwell with everlasting burnings? Everlasting burnings. With the one whose fire burns forever. He said it is he that walketh righteously and speaketh uprightly. He that despiseth the gain of oppression, that shaketh his hands from holding of bribes, that stoppeth his ears from the hearing of blood and shutteth his eyes from seeing evil. He said his place of defense, he shall dwell on high, just like the Most High. And his place of defense shall be the munitions of rocks. Bread shall be given him, his waters shall be sure. Hey!
I am going higher, yes I am. I am going higher today. I'm going higher, yes I am.
going with Jesus to stay. I'm going above the shadow, 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 into the presence of God. Into the presence of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I'm going higher.
Everybody sing it. I am
going higher. Yes, higher.
Hallelujah.
I'm going higher today. I'm going higher. Yes, higher. Going with Jesus to stay.
Nothing about you is permitted to be low. We are connected to the Most High. You are a city set on a hill that cannot be hid. Arise, shine, your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Nothing about your life and your destiny and your assignment is permitted to be low. I like you to see your connection to God, connection to Christ, to confirm your position in life. No matter how hard you try, the dog that is barking at a man on the 60th floor of a skyscraper, barking from the ground floor, is a waste of barking. He left that realm since. I like you to ensure your connection confirms your position. See the sanctuary you are standing in. It is notable globally. Notable in all humility. When you don't know your position, it is not humility. It has entered stupidity. You cannot be carried in an aircraft and be contending with people on bicycle. Your connection has implicated you for your position. Lord, I cannot be tied to this kind of oil and my life and destiny be grounded. I can't be struggling on the ground floor inside an aircraft. In the name of Jesus, I know many people in this commission who are the number one in their field. If not number one, key players in their field. I know many tied to this unction. When you mention people in their field, they are there. That is your destiny. That is why we preach the way we preach. I am allergic to mediocrity. Addicted to quality. Are you feeling what I'm saying here today? Obscurity is not your realm. Positive notoriety. Positively notorious. You know how notorious criminal used to be in those days? This one is a positivity of notoriety. Like Daniel. They knew him for good. For outstanding life. That the GO was asked to comment about God's servant Papa Yedepo. You see, well, one thing I can say about Papa Yedepo is that you may not like him. About Bishop Yedepo is that you may not like him, but you cannot ignore him.
He may be too audacious for you. His language may be too big for you. But like it or not, you can't ignore him. You can't ignore the person who founded the university that is now number one in the country. Within a few years, ahead of universities that have been there for 60 years. You hate him, but you can't ignore that one. That is now a key player in the education sector in Africa. Hate such a man, village local man, hate such a man. People who are not known on the street where they live, they stand up and write things against them. On the street, you ask for their name, nobody knows it. Anywhere you write letter from anywhere in the world, you say, David Oyedepo, Nigeria. EA Adeboye, Nigeria. You don't need to put P.O. box. It will reach there. Write such a letter for those people. It has lost since. You understand what I'm saying? What you attack, you can never attract. Beloved, I am talking of the people whose spiritual lineage you belong. That is your line. Nothing small, everything mega, mega, mega. Hey! 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 Give the Lord a shout of victory! Take your seat 1 minute because we need to dance more. This anniversary, I don't know the last time we had Dunamis anniversary on a Sunday morning. Maybe in these 28 years it could have happened once or twice. I'll check it today and confirm how many times we have had a Sunday morning anniversary. So we'll do it very well. What is the way of access into restored destiny? So everything I mentioned now is where we are meant to be, in liberty, in authority, in the highest realm of quality, in vitality, in supernaturality, proficiency, vast knowledge from heaven. We are to live in those realms. What is it that gives us access? It's the same thing like what I said in the first service. The keys are the same. Number one is the maintenance of divine presence. When you maintain his presence, you acquire his nature. 2 Corinthians 3 and in verse 18. We all beholding as in a glass, the glory of the Lord, we are transformed into the same image, changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. We are changed into the same image. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18. You maintain the presence of God. Many of us, our life is choking with the presence of people, choking with internet. But maintain the presence of God and you'll be shocked at what will come out of you. Number two is living in God's character of uprightness. Psalm 1 verse 1 to verse 3, he said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. This man is in the realm of upright living. Everything is working. Look at your neighbor, say everything is working. Say it louder, say everything is working. Number three is living in his nature of love. When we walk in love, we connect with his life. In Romans chapter 13 and in verse 9 all the way to verse 10, we saw how love, verse 10. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor, therefore love is the fulfilling of the law. So when you walk in love, you are obeying God, and when you obey God, you are bound in the blessing. Deuteronomy chapter 28 and in verse 1 and 2, you just dwell in the realm that you are meant to dwell in. Living. Number four is connection to the light of the world. Connection to the light of the world. I want you to see a striking scripture. John chapter 10 verse 35. He called them gods unto whom the word came. He called them gods unto whom the word of God came. And the scripture cannot be broken. That is the word of God coming to you, transforms you into it, upgrades your nature. He called them gods unto whom the word of God came. Once the word of God came, comes to you, you are engrafted, you are literally shifting in the divinity of your nature. You are shifting in levels. He called them gods unto whom the word of God came. So just let the word of God keep coming. And like someone said, let it be coming. And as it continues to come, as it continues to come, the divinity of your nature is upgraded from level to level to level to level. You know, there are things we have seen in Revelation that we have not seen in the physical. But there are some of us, the time will come where people see you coming, they will just be dodging. Because they cannot stand the divinity of your nature. Hey! They cannot stand the glory you carry. There is something about you that is just makes you, normal people tremble. They quake. When Samuel arrived in Bethlehem, the whole city shook. Number 5 is following God's purpose for your life. Jeremiah 29 verse 11. I know the thoughts I think towards you, thoughts of good and not of evil, of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. So if you are going to reach the end that you expect, find out God's thought for you. What is his plan for your life? What is his purpose for you? Find it out. Align yourself with God's plan, then you end where you are meant to end. You are meant to be a tailor and you are wasting your life with carpentry. You are meant to be an iron bender and you are working your life with panel beating. All of them is iron, but one is bending. Hallelujah. You can't say iron is iron. Find out the specific area where God wants you to be and it will change your life. Somebody say amen. Somebody say louder, amen. Somebody shout the loud, must say amen. Following his voice of direction for your life. Number 6 is following God's voice of direction for your life. Following God's voice of direction. Romans chapter 8 verse 14. The Bible said, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. You know, it is the leading of God that confirms the shining of men. The shining of men. Arise, shine, light comes. That light of God's leading confirms shining on men. Following the voice of God's direction. What are you saying to me right now? What step should I take? What are you saying? Not just doing because everybody is doing. What are you saying? Number 7 is submission to spiritual covering. Submission to priestly and prophetic covering. Your prophet, your priest, is a channel to your destiny. 2 Chronicles chapter 20 verse 20, the B part. He said, believe the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe in his prophets, also so shall you prosper. So the role of the prophet in the prosperity of your destiny on earth. Your prophet determines your profit. Many people ignore prophetic covering to the detriment of their destinies. Finally, living in his praise. He says, these people have I formed for myself, they shall show forth my praise. Isaiah 43 and in verse 21. I formed them for myself, they shall show forth my praise. Isaiah 43, 21. 1 Peter 2 and in verse 9. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say aloud, amen. Many of us, our destiny is not flourishing because we are praise dry, very dry. Face is long all the time. I'm a long face equals long journey. You don't want the journey to be long. Relax. Relax. Kilo day. Waiting happen. Relax. The devil is not omnipotent. Relax. God is on the throne. Nothing can get out of control where God is in control. Relax. Somebody say aloud, amen. I want us to celebrate God. We don't have so much time in this service anymore, but we can afford at least 10 minutes, 7 minutes of celebration. I want you to celebrate God. Praise Him. When you finish elementary school and you did well, nothing is permitted to stop you from going to high school. Nothing. Praise is our elementary purpose. These people I form for myself, they shall show forth my praise. When we finish our elementary purpose, our secondary purpose, I'm a millionaire, I'm a billionaire, it will open up. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Stand up on your feet. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. A bigger clap and a shout of praise. Say nothing shall be impossible. Say the other one. Eh? Impossible. Impossible shall be nothing. I want you to dance. And I want you to celebrate like impossible has become nothing. Paul and Silas sang and danced until impossible became nothing. Prison door opened. Chain broke. Show me the testimony from Otupo. Everybody be on your feet standing. And if you still have one or two more testimonies that you need us to hear, a minister will receive it there. Can you show me the testimony, right? This is Dunamis International Gospel Center, Otupo Central. In 2014, Mrs. Itodo gave birth to her daughter, dead. Child born, dead. IUFD. Intrauterine fetal death. Probably pushed out a dead child. And certified dead by the doctor. Call was put across to the senior pastor, and he said, divine intervention. Few minutes, baby came back to life. That is the live baby standing there you are seeing, baby Becky Enewa, now celebrating her 10th birthday anniversary to the glory of God. Evidence cures arguments. One phone call from Abuja, 5 hours drive, or it's 4 hours now with a new road. One call, baby jerked back to life. As we celebrate this 10th anniversary, this 28th anniversary on the 10th day of the month, everything that is dead in your life is coming back alive. Are you ready to celebrate? What, help me walk to 7 people, tell them celebrate, because impossible has become nothing. Impossible shall be nothing. Impossible. Celebrations. 7 minutes. Celebration. Let's go. Oh,
like you to know that the front is free. In case you have the move to celebrate, go.
Go. Uh-huh.